Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, as we explore something we've never explored before on Physical Culture Radio, and that's the dark side of longevity. And many of you are going, what dark side could there be to longevity? Well, stay tuned. You're going to find out. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Heidi Kario, all the way from Finland, to talk about early childhood exposure to farm animals and pets modifies immunological response in children. This is a really important discussion. But first, we have to play his theme music before we can
start
talking.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm well. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, Brooks and I share an amazing relationship. We really don't get a chance to chat throughout the week. We share emails back and forth about things we find interesting. But then generally, as a rule, an hour to 2 hours before we are due to go live, we go, hey, what do you want to talk about today? So this is the true essence of live radio at its best. You know, we don't really plan anything. And so usually Brooks has good ideas because we just kind of bounce from one of his blogs and we kind of extrapolate from there. But today I had an idea. And after I said it, Brooks was real quiet and he goes, I can't believe it. I've been thinking the same exact thing. It is really rare that two people share. And do you think it's just because of our age?
I think it's in part because of our age, and I think it's fairly natural for people our age. You know, probably late 40s, early 50s, you start thinking about these things.
Okay. So let's let the audience in. So today's show is called The Dark Side of Longevity. And I know people, we always talk about the benefits of longevity. You know, living longer, being disease-free, squeezing every drop out of your life that you can. But there is a problem with it. And that problem is that, as a rule, unless you're unique, most of the people in your family, most of your friends, they're not living the physical culture slash ancestral nutrition lifestyle. That is their true healthy lifestyle. Not the vegan and the, you know, Pilates lifestyle. This is the true healthy lifestyle. This is the lifestyle that begets longevity and health and strength. And we lose people along the way. Now, I'm 57. Brooks just turned 58. He and I are very, very close in age. And I shared with him this morning that I woke up this morning. I had a couple of dreams about my sister and my dad last night. No, my sister and a friend of mine who passed away a while ago. And I said, you know, when you get to this age and you're doing all the right things, you have to be ready to let sorrow into your life because you will lose a lot of people through the journey because you're going to live longer. And we said, you know, let's just explore this concept. We have no agenda. We don't know where it's going to go. But it is a reality that we need to explore, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, as you said, it's perhaps something that's more important for those of us who are doing the things we need to do to, knock on wood, stay strong and healthy and active and live a long life, because there are so many people who are not. And that includes people we work with. It includes friends. In some cases, it includes family. And sometimes there are people who are doing everything they need to do, but they pass away anyway.
Right.
I mean, you know, things happen. And so you start to be in a situation where you do have to face the loss of people who are very close to you, in some cases loved ones, and it's difficult. And it's something that, because, you know, this is the Physical Culture Radio Show, I actually went back after we talked, and I actually found some interesting examples of famous physical culturists from long ago who had to deal with the very same issue.
Okay.
And wrote about it. And at some point, I'd like to, now or whenever, I'd like to share some of that.
Okay. Let's explore a little bit more, and then we'll start sharing that. How's that
sound? Okay, sure.
So, with the passing of David Bowie, and then this morning, we were alerted that, is his name Alan Rickman? I can't think of his first name.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah, which was a very popular actor from Harry Potter, and from those of you who enjoy the movie Love Actually, which is one of my favorite movies, you know, he was in that as the husband, potentially cheating husband. He passed away at 69. David Bowie passed away at 69. I said to Brooks, what's the magic of this number 69 all of a sudden? But more importantly, David Bowie apparently was a smoker, big time smoker. I don't know if Rickman was. Apparently Rickman succumbed to cancer as well. I haven't done any reading to find out what kind of cancer or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, many of us are going to start to see, if you're in your 50s, you're absolutely going to start to see death around you. Artists and actors that you grew up loving, we're going to start dying. Friends, family. I shudder to say some of us may bury our own children, which is the worst thing that can happen to a parent. Worst thing. No parent wants to outlive their child. But with that being said, it's a reality. We need to, you know, I've talked about addressing our own mortality on the show numerous times. I've said, until you address your own mortality, you will never be able to live the full life that you should live. But now we need to start to address the mortality of others around us, because it will weigh on us. It will, for the first time in my life, I have, and well, since losing my mother, father, and sister, sorrow is an emotion that frequently visits me that never visited me before. And it's going to be a visitor to those of you as you start to round that 50-year-old mark and above. If you're doing all the right things, it comes with the cost. It's almost like, have you heard stories about people who were like in a bus that went off the cliff and the one person lives and they're like, why me? Why did I get spared? Why did everybody else? That survivor guilt thing. Many of us are going to deal with that as time goes on. Well, we're going to lose our friends. We're going to lose our family members, and we're going to keep chugging on. So we need to address it. Now, maybe we should address it by, why don't you break into one of the stories that you have? That could be a good pivotal point.
Okay. Well, when Harry Pashal, the famous author and illustrator for the weightlifting magazines, passed away, it was very sudden. He was 60 years old, in good health, still working out, using the very same barbell that he'd bought when he was a teenager, kept it his whole life, traveled all across the country with it, and trained with it all the time. Passed away of an unexpected heart attack, very suddenly, and it hit everybody hard. Sig Klein. We talk about Sig Klein, the famous gym owner.
Right.
He and Harry were great friends. And he wrote an article that appeared in Strength and Health after Harry passed away. And it was titled, I've Lost a Friend. And this is interesting because this is 1957. Actually, this is January 1958. Harry passed in September of 1957. So this is, you know, 3 months later in the magazine cycle when you finally get the article in print. And this was back when men were not supposed to open up and be emotional, right? You know, supposed to be tough, not show emotion. Here's what Sig Klein wrote. I've lost a friend, is the title of the article. I don't think anyone minds too much when he loses heavily in gambling, stocks, or other investments. Because through some degree of good luck, you can often regain such losses if you hit the jackpot. But losing a friend, a person whom you respect and admire, you can't ever regain this loss. These are my sentiments in regard to my friend Harry Pichal, who expired so suddenly recently, a fact I still find myself unable to accept. My mind has been in a turmoil since, debating the issue which I find hard to accept. It's not so, it is, can't be, it is. I've had little mental peace these past few days, tortured by this incident. Like many of you, I wish it were just a joke, something you can shake off and assure yourself it's just your imagination, but I'm a grown man and must face reality. I must accept this, no matter how strange and difficult it may seem. But let me tell you about this friend I lost. Perhaps he was your friend as well. At least, I hope so. And he then writes a wonderful tribute to Harry and goes back over the almost 40 years that the two men knew each other. Sig Klein was about Harry's age. He was late 50s, early 60s, basically our age, Carl, when this happened.
Yeah.
And you can see that, I mean, those words are powerful. They're from the heart. It just shows you that you know, it's something that you and I have to deal with. It's something that Sig Klein had to deal with. It's something that a lot of people have had to deal with.
Well,
it's hard.
Part of the problem right now is we're at a crescendo right now with health and disease. And I suspect that when Harry Pichal passed away at 60, it was common, should I say uncommon? I'm trying to think this through. Today mm-hmm. we have people that are developing Alzheimer's disease in their 40s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're about to see a change in the tide of longevity in the United States. At the same time, where many of us are starting to get the message of longevity and have been practicing it maybe for decades now. And there are going to be those of us who have both genetics and lifestyle on our side that are going to live to 80, 90, and more. While we see a change in the direction of longevity in the general population, and we're going to see more and more people dying at 50 and 60 and 70. I just think that this is going to be an interesting time that we have to be aware of, because if it hasn't touched your life yet, it's going to in the very near future. Someone near and dear to you is going to lose their lives much younger than they should. And if you live long enough, that's going to happen a lot. How do you carry on? How do you not live with some form of guilt because of your choices? You know, it's no fun being right when the people around you who are being wrong are losing their lives. It's one thing to win an argument. It's another thing to be right and have people dying at 50, 60, and 70 because they didn't pay attention to the things that you've put so much value in.
Well, and it's also the case that you have people who have lived a healthy lifestyle, what one would think would be a healthy lifestyle, but something happens to them as well. You know, I'm like Sid Klein. I am writing more memorial articles than I ever dreamed I would.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you don't think about it when you're younger, but it happens, and it happens to people that I know who have worked out their whole life, watched their diet, kept their weight under control, you know, done the right things, but something happens, often cancer, and it leaves you scratching your head and wondering why, yeah. Why does this happen?
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And we'll pick this up on the other side and do some more exploration. Also, those of you who are not on Brooks Kubik's daily mail list, you're going to want to join up because lots of exciting things are going to be coming out from the brain of Brooks Kubik very shortly. And the fastest way to get the information is to go to brookskubik.com and sign up for his mail list. Because you'll be notified first about some really exciting ebooks that are coming out, and even probably some specials. You'll probably get some special offers that the general population will never see. So go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today and sign up for the Brooks Kubik. What is it called, Brooks, the daily newsletter that you send out?
It's just my daily email, my daily, I don't call it a newsletter. I call it an email.
Okay. And it's usually you have an article or a blog post in there, something interesting that people read, and then also some special offers, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so check it out. Go to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com, and sign up today. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com. or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So we're talking about a kind of heavy subject, but it needs to be discussed. And I'll tell you something else too. We have a listener in the audience. She's a young female bodybuilder from Canada. Her name is Carmela Cierzo. She has written me on numerous occasions telling me, you know, she lost her mom and her dad, and she is very depressed. Her father was taken quite by accident, literally. I mean, he was crossing a street and was hit by a car. The guy was in super shape. She had actually used a lot of the things that she learned on Superhuman Radio to kind of reverse his type 2 diabetes, and he was robust and healthy again, and he was doing great, and then the car takes him.
Wow.
And so she's written to me on so many different occasions saying, you know, I'm so depressed. I don't know what to do. So, you know, SSRIs and antidepressants are not the answer if you're dealing with the sorrow of loved ones. And as we age, you're going to have more and more of this. So you can't make it go away from SSRIs. SSRIs will make you numb to life. And at best, they'll make you numb to life. At worst, they'll give you other problems. Like neurological problems and so on. So they're not the answer at all. And I know people are going to say, well, I'm using them and they're great for me. That's good. Good for you. By and large, they're not the answer. But with that being said, you must turn to your lifestyle. You must turn to the physical culture lifestyle. First of all, go on, live a full life in the names of the people you miss. Carry on their memory, so that you can talk about them. Stay alive so that you can carry their memory forward to the younger people in your family. There's an old belief. A lot of Italian people believe this. I like to say it. It's interesting. I say, you know, a person dies twice. Once when they die, and once again when the last person who remembers them dies. In other words, no one knows who they are anymore.
Wow.
So leaving your mark on this world, helping as many people as you can, touching as many lives as you can so that people talk about you long after you're gone is a way of not dying that second time. So if you are full of sorrow because you're losing people around you and you are thriving and getting stronger and healthier, then live in their name. Carry them forward. Make a T-shirt with the names of all the people that you lost and wear it to the gym. Let someone ask you, who are those people? These are all the people who have inspired me, helped me, they've given to me so that I can go on. They're all gone now. I can go on, but I carry them with me in my heart, and so I figured I'd have this T-shirt made with their names on them.
You know, that's a very healthy reaction to a very difficult situation, very difficult circumstance. And you know, the loss of a parent is particularly tough.
Yes.
You know, they say that for a man, the father's death, your father's death is just a really incredible blow, just a real, real difficult thing. I think it applies as well I think it applies equally to men and women. But, you know, it makes you stop and think it removes a source of, hopefully, and in many cases, a source of strength that you knew from day one. And it's the loss of a father, loss of a mother, you know, whichever parent you were closest to.
Right.
It's something that in some cases people need to talk to a professional grief counselor, you know, someone at church, someone who's been through it. It's more difficult to deal with than you would imagine if you've not been through it. It really is surprisingly difficult. And one thing I would share with the audience is if you're in that situation, don't try to fight through it alone. Don't try to go it alone. I mean, you know, there are people who can talk about these issues. And getting out and exercising, Carl, as you said, is a really good way to fight back, to keep on going.
Yes.
And it's important to, you know, if exercise is part of your lifestyle, it's important to keep doing the things you do and have done. You know, stick to your routine, stick to your schedule, stick to your program. That's important. And the thing to keep in mind, you alluded to this earlier, is that you want to keep on doing the things that your loved one or your friend would have wanted you to do. You know, the last thing, taking the parent for example, the last thing your mom or your dad would want you to do is stop doing important things that are good for you, like exercise. The last thing they would want is that you start drinking too much, or you react in a very negative way, one way or another, to the situation. And, you know, sometimes losses are so devastating that people end up just kind of changing their whole life. You know, they leave a marriage, move away, quit their job. You know, sometimes these things just start to trigger tremendous changes. That can be a good thing, or it can be a very bad thing. But, you know, you want to do what your loved one would have wanted you to do. And keep that in mind, and do the good things for you, because in doing that, you honor the memory of your loved one.
And the other thing is that, you know, If you find that, like this morning I told you, I woke up with such a heavy heart this morning about losses. And the mornings are always the hardest for me when I feel that way. I got to the gym extra early this morning. I was at the gym this morning at, I think I was there at 7:30, which is about an hour earlier than I normally get there. Trained back. But when I was leaving the gym, I felt so good. I didn't feel heavy-hearted anymore. It's not like as though I forgot the thoughts. The thoughts were still there. But all of a sudden, they were juxtaposed against the backdrop of an optimism about life as opposed to a pessimism about life. And the only thing that I did differently from when I woke up till that moment was I trained very hard, very heavy. I didn't think about my sorrow I didn't think, okay, I'm going to train my sorrow away. I got into my training. I did heavy back rows this morning. I mean, I just felt like King Kong when I walked out of there. I still remembered how I woke up, but I didn't connect to that feeling anymore. So training, you know, we've done shows since I was on the air in 2005, 2006. We've talked about how exercise is more effective than SSRIs in mitigating major depressive disorders. And the truth of the matter is, there are so many other benefits to training besides just making you forget that you're sad, that it really should be what doctors should be prescribing for their patients who are dealing with depression. And I want to talk about something on the other side that, that needs to be said about the appropriateness of sadness. Okay? You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. It's a different type of Physical Culture Radio today. We're talking about the dark side of longevity, outliving many of the people that you know, that you love, and carrying forward and going on. Stay tuned.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Not the typical topic that we talk about on Physical Culture Radio, but it's something that you have to be apprised of. You're going to lose people around you. If you're living an ancestral lifestyle that includes heavy training, getting to sleep on time, paying attention to hormones and pro-inflammatory foods out of your diet, and all the things that we talk about on this show, your chances of living a long, healthy, disease-free life are greatly increased. There is going to be the odd one of us who just doesn't dodge the bullet for whatever reason. But that's going to be the exception, not the rule. And so that means that over your course of your life, you're going to lose a lot of people. And I'm experiencing it the past 6-7 years. I would say even I'd go back about 9 years ago. I lost. I had two good friends. We were kind of like the Three Musketeers. We had our motorcycles, my friend Vinny Albano and my friend Chris Sagona. Vinny died first from kidney failure. Liver failure. He had a liver problem. And we're not sure how Chris died. But when those two guys died, I was like, wow. Then I lost my dad. Then I lost my mom. Then I lost my sister. And then I hear about other people dying around me. You know, well, did you hear so-and-so died? And then you hear about celebrities dying. And so as you get older and you do the right things and you're not narrowly focused on your own health because you're not going to the heart doctor today and to this doctor and you're just hanging on by a thread, you're actually living a robust, healthy, happy life with lots of optimism and looking forward to things. And you hear people are dying around you. It gets heavy. You feel the weight of that sorrow. You can't help it. And I want to say something to the people out there that are experiencing that. That is an appropriate feeling. Sadness and sorrow are appropriate feelings. You shouldn't just think that you need to take a pill to make them go away any more than if you watched a funny TV show every single night and laughed for an hour every single night, that somebody would say, my God, you laugh every night. Every single day you're laughing. You need to take a pill for that. Now, I understand that there's chronic depression. But quite frankly, if you have bad stuff happening that you perceive to be bad, losses of people you care about and love, and you fall into a depression, that's an appropriate response to a loss. What do you think about that statement?
I think you have to go through a grieving process, or you never heal. And the time that you go through it will differ from person to person, and it will differ depending on who the person is that you've lost and how important they were to you. It really is something, though, that you have to learn how to deal with. Because, as you say, it happens, and as you get older, it happens more and more. And somehow you have to develop the ability to, you know, to deal with the loss, to go through the grieving process, but to keep going. You can't try not to feel the grief. You can't try to mask it or ignore it or medicate it or do anything to numb it. You know,
prolongs it.
Yeah. I mean, you have to let it out. It's a very difficult, it's a very painful thing, and sometimes it can seem to be overwhelming. Trudy and I last week lost our very, very beloved cat who we had had for 10 years. And, you know, some people are like, oh, you lost a cat, so what? Well, you know, there are other people who know that to some people, animals become family members,
right?
Friends, and the loss of a truly beloved pet, you know, is a tough loss, and you have to go through that process of feeling the grief and the emotion. You know, Trudy and I were both very, very attached to, I mean, we just adored this little cat. He was just so wonderful. And, you know, we both went through it, and we both have been supporting each other for the last week because we've been sharing that grief. But it, you know, it's tough. And I'll tell you what, when they start to stack up, you know, if you lose two parents in a relatively short period of time, which can happen, because remember, the parent, the one parent that outlives the other is now without their spouse of perhaps 30, 40, 50, 60 years. So it's, you know, it's often the case that if your father passes, your mom passes not too long after, or vice versa. And it's a tough one. Very tough.
But you know what? Okay, so we acknowledge that longevity has a dark side. You're going to outlive a lot of people who are important to you. You're going to go on when they don't, regardless of whether it's because of their lifestyles or an accident or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to deal with sadness and grief. It's part of the process of living. So what can you do? What can you do? So I have some ideas. I have some ideas. I want to go ahead and take our break now.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to talk about some ideas about what you can do to leverage and deal with this sorrow so it doesn't consume your life. How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay, so let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Brooks Cubic. Stay tuned.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to... They're saying pump it, by the way. Just want to make sure people don't get that wrong. Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. There's a different kind of Physical Culture Radio today. We're talking about longevity and the price we pay for living longer. And that is that many of the people we love and care about and know, we lose them. And that weighs heavy on us. And we have to learn to be able to go forward. I've given a lot of thought to this, you know, just from my own standpoint of missing the people that I miss. So I do... in my mind, visit with my parents from time to time. And I style conversations that I think I would have had with them. And people are going to think, well, now you're getting crazy. But no, think about this for a second. We don't have them in the tangible, but we still have them in the intangible. We still have them in our minds. We know what they sound like. We know what they smell like. We know what they'd say to the comments we'd make. You can visit with people still in your heart. And that may not work for a lot of people, but some people that may. If you did it for a couple weeks and said, you know, once a day I'm going to sit down for a couple minutes and visit with my mom, my dad, my sister, and just, you know, remember what they look like and see their face, and that may work, or it may make you sadder. I don't know, but this is one thing. But the thing I like the best is carrying our lives forward with the force of them behind us. When I was training in the deadlift, and really my goal was to break 600 pounds in the deadlift, the day that I did it, I told this story to somebody. I think I actually told it on the air. I told it to Wade Johnson, actually, during a roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. My father was newly lost to me. He had just passed away maybe 6-8 months prior to this particular day. I was at the gym. And when I got down and grabbed the bar, it wasn't purposeful. I didn't say to myself, I know what I'm going to do. For some reason, I imagined that he was watching me. And then I imagined that he actually stepped into where I was. He wasn't in my body, but I saw his hands around my hands holding the bar. And I remember getting goosebumps on the back of my neck as this was happening. And I was so energized, and people are going to say, oh, it was just dopamine or whatever. I was so energized, and the bar came off the ground like never before. This is a true story. I told it once before years ago on to Wade Johnson. So what we can do, for those of us who are represent, we could see ourselves as representative of the people we have loved and lost, and we can move through life with the grace, nobility, dignity, and proudness that they endow us with and carry them forward. And that's why when I said before, make a t-shirt, wear it to the gym with the name of someone you lost. Let someone say, who is that? Say, someone who meant a lot to me that I lost, and I'm training for them today. Carry them forward in your life. Why do they have to be... Well, you know, it's like every now and then I hear about somebody who has a funeral where it was almost a party, and I think, what a great idea. That's how I'd want it to be. I wouldn't want it to be sad and oh, you know, I'd want it to be a party, a festivity. I'd want it to be something that people are rejoicing about and not feeling sorrow about. Well, why? Sometimes we believe that the only way to pay homage to the people that we've lost is to miss them and feel sad about them. You can break that habit. You can actually carry them forward in your life and allow them to propel you to greater success, to greater levels of achievement, to feeling better about yourself. Why does it always have to be sad? It doesn't. It's in your mind. It's your mind. You have the choices how you handle your mind. So allow those people to drive you. When you think you can't do something, imagine that your mom, your dad that you've lost, whoever it is with you. And they're going to, because you know they could do it. You think, well, I can't do this, but I know my father could. Well, now my father is with me, so I can too. Carry them forward. Make them the reason to live, if that's what you need to do to get out of the funk and the sorrow. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, for those of us who compete either in bodybuilding or powerlifting, weightlifting, strongman competitions, any other sport, it's not at all uncommon to dedicate a competition, a contest, a goal,
your life.
your life. But it's not at all unusual to dedicate winning, achieving, doing something to your loved one, to a loved one. And to say, you know, I'm going to win this for mom, win it for dad, win it for my spouse, win it for whoever. And that can be incredibly empowering. And what it does, it keeps the loved one with you when you're doing really important things, training and competing. And it can have a very, very positive effect. I actually am doing something very similar to that, dealing with our little cat. I've decided there's something that I'm going to do, and it's for him. I'm not going to share it because it's private, and goals are best if they're not shared. Keep them to yourself.
Right.
But, you know, it's something where I said, you know what? This is for him. Just for him. And for remembering the times when I was working out in the garage and he was walking down the alley and he popped his head in. You know, just made sure I was working hard. And when he was satisfied that I was, he just kept on walking. But he was my little training buddy. And I've got something I'm going to do for him. And it sounds crazy, but it helps. And as I said, it is not at all uncommon. It's a very, very common thing and a very helpful, very powerful thing.
Healthy. It's a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, healthy and empowering.
I've often wondered, many of us who have been raised in an environment where a particular religious belief instills guilt in us, where we almost feel like we're not being respectful of the loss of a person unless we are mourning. Like, I think about the old Italian women. When I was a kid, I had my grandmother's sister, Atsia, lost her husband, like, 20 years, 30 years ago. She wore black for 30 years. She mourned him for 30 years. And I think sometimes if you're raised in a culture where the depth of your love for someone is illustrated when you lose them by the length of time that you mourn them. So if you really want to prove that you miss and loved someone deeply, you must mourn them and become sick and ravaged by sorrow for 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, whatever it is for you. This is not a fact. This is not true. You are not paying homage to that person. You are not showing how much you love them by destroying your own happiness. If anything, you're actually doing the opposite. Because if they were alive, they would say to you, I had a great life. Don't waste your time mourning me. Go get your life. Go seize the day. Go do the things you want to do. Be happy. That's what they'd say to you.
Well,
so you're not showing how much you love somebody by mourning for them longer. That doesn't show. If you want to show how much they love you, love them, then do things in their name. Do positive things in their name. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, I agree with that. But here's the flip side for people to consider. Even if we are relatively young, strong, healthy, doing the things we need to do, there's always the possibility that we could die, right? I mean, just walking across the street and bang, here comes the driver who's not looking. And
who was the guy? Who is the
not
physical,
here anymore.
Who is the guy? Father, one of the forefathers of physical culture, Italian guy. That's exactly what happened to him. He was older. He was active, but he was running like across the street and got hit by a car. Joe something.
Joe Rollini.
Yeah.
You and I did a show on him.
Yeah.
The great Joe Rollini. Okay, so, you know, it can happen. And here's something that I will throw out. What if you sit down and you either record something on video or you write it out or both and you put it away and it's one of those to be opened in the event of my death? Okay. And in it, you tell your loved ones, here's what I want you to do if I die.
I love this.
And here's what I don't want. And be specific about it and give them the message of, I want you to celebrate my life. I don't want you to mourn for me. I don't, you know, it's don't cry for me. It was a good life. I loved being with you. It was terrific. And carry on. Carry on.
Yeah.
May I share something with you very quickly?
Please, go ahead.
A couple months ago, lost one of my longtime readers, a man who I believe was in his early 70s, lifetime physical culturist. And I learned about this because his wife replied to my daily email and said, husband's not here anymore. He lost his battle with cancer. He really enjoyed your books and the little notes you send him when you send him a book or a course. And he's got a signed photo that you sent him in his study, and he loved to look at it. You know, so you can imagine how that made me feel.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, and I was hit really, really hard. I looked him up on Facebook. Here's what his parents did. They sent a notice that said, we will be celebrating the life of our dad. They gave his name. Entrepreneur, strongman, prankster. And they gave the date and the time. Dress code, come as yourself. Ladies with a splash of bright red. Men, wear red socks. If you have none, we will supply them at the venue. And, you know, I looked at that and I thought, you know what? That's the way to do it. That's the way to go out and the way to help someone go out. And, you know, yes, you're sad and you miss the person terribly, but celebrate their life because that's what they would want. And I don't mean to sound morbid, but Trudy and I both are putting down that, you know, kind of, in the event of my death, putting it on paper, because we want, you know, our friends and kids to have that if something happens.
No, it's very important. I think that's a great idea also for those of you in the audience listening to the show so that you don't pass on the wrong message to the people that you leave behind someday when you're 90 and 120 years old. great discussion. I hope everybody got something out of it. Please go to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com, and sign up for Brooks' daily emails. And we'll see you next week, brother.
Sounds good. Thanks much, Carl.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the effects of being exposed to farm animals and pets on a child's immunological system. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we've talked about on this show about how young Mennonite and Amish children tend to have more robust immune systems than the general population. And there's been lots of speculation about the effects on the microbiome and its contribution to their immune system. But I think one of the things that we've always suspected, at least I have, is that the exposure to animals may be contributing to their robust immune system. My next guest is Dr. Heidi, and is it pronounced Cario?
Caria.
Caria? Okay, Caria.
Yeah.
And you are with the University of East Finland. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Let's start out, first of all, by asking you, what questions were you trying to answer in this research?
Well, I studied immunological responses, especially dendritic cells in the blood, and then also these cytokines that are produced in blood. And then I wanted to know what is happening there when these children are exposing to farm environment or they are having pet animals, dogs or cats at home.
And so how was this study designed?
Well, this is a very large study. It is this was part of this study called PASTEUR. And it is in several European countries, and I studied only Finnish children, for 4 years old children, and these children were selected when they were born, and they were either living in a farm when they were born, or they were just living in a countryside, but not in a farm.
And you You also looked at those who had domestic animals at home, pets, dogs, and cats, and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were the same children. They were either living in a farm or not, but we checked if they had cats or dogs and so forth.
So, and how many children were there that you actually reviewed that when the Finnish children?
There were 100 children.
Okay. And so what did you discover when you started to look at these children who were exposed to pets? And did you have children that were controls that had no animal contact in their lives at all?
Well, I think in my study, I saw the most strongest associations in this farm environment and farm animals. But when I checked these pets, cats and dogs, the associations were not that clear, mm-hmm. which was kind of surprising to me. I think it is that this having dogs at home or having dogs, cats at home, maybe it's not the best thing that describes the exposure.
So the exposure is not as beneficial when we look at contributions to the immune system, domestic pets, right?
Yeah, in my study.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this could be okay, so a couple more questions. There is several components to the immune system that are affected part of the learned immune system as opposed to the innate immune system. So I'm assuming that exposure to farm animals affects what we call the learned immune system, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So were there specific changes and what were those changes in the children who were exposed to farm animals in their immune system?
Well, there were these cytokines that I already mentioned, mm-hmm. and there were we studied the specific cytokines that were related kind of this non-allergic responses. For example, this interferon gamma. And they were really much higher in the children who were born in farms. And then also these regulatory cytokine responses were also higher in farm children. And these regulatory responses are kind of this which suppress these allergic responses. So it was a very nice finding.
So these children would be less prone to developing allergies to common everyday things, like most children develop allergies today to all sorts of things in their environment. These children had the ability to not develop allergies then.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
What about what would we expect the changes in the cytokines to convey to children, aside from not developing allergies, would it make them more resistant to everyday colds? Or what other things would it endow these children with that we would look at and say, oh, they have better immune systems?
I'm sorry, I didn't really understand the question.
So aside from not developing allergies,
yeah,
what other benefits to the immune system did these children see that were exposed to farm animals?
Well, there was this kind of that they were more tolerant also, the bodies of the farm children. So their responses were not as strong as they would be in the children who were not farm children.
Well, what did they get sick less frequently than the children who were not farm children?
Oh, well, this was a pretty small sample size in my study, so we couldn't really study this kind of thing here.
Okay. What did you associate the lack of improvement in the immune system in those who had domestic pets versus the ones who were exposed to farm animals? I have some ideas.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay, so when I was a young man, when I was 14 years old, I went to work on the racetrack in New York City where the horses are.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happens when you work with large animals, like farm animals, horses are like farm animals, is you come in contact with a lot of fecal matter. You don't do this with a domestic pet. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
If you're working with cows, you're working with horses, you're working with sheep, you are not only coming in direct contact with fecal matter, but as fecal matter dries, the particulate matter becomes airborne. You inhale it. You eat it. You don't want to, but I mean, I've told jokes on this show. I've been doing the show. This is my 11th year now, that when I worked on the racetrack, I didn't wash my hands when it came time for me to eat my sandwich, and I may have just handled a big load of horse poop a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously I was consuming it, I was breathing it, I was touching it. This is something that doesn't happen with domestic pets. We try to create an aseptic environment with domestic pets. They poop outside, we don't touch anything. And also the feed that they eat is different than, say, bovine or horse. You know, they're eating grains and stuff. So I have a funny feeling that one of the contributors to a more robust immune system is not just exposure to the animal, which would really only put you in touch with their dander, maybe, you know, and their sweat. It's the exposure to the fecal matter of the animal.
Yeah, I think there are some studies also done in this matter, and it is really so that also, fecal matter is one important thing in farm environment.
And would you also agree that the contribution begins in the microbiota of the gut?
Yeah, that's true. Also,
we see more diversity. We see more diversity. Like I know that we did a show maybe 4 years ago about the Amish gut study.
Yeah.
Where the old world Amish that live in Pennsylvania, they looked at their microbiome. They said, my God, these people have the most diverse microbiome of any people we've ever studied.
Yes.
And it's because they're touching horse poop and cow poop all day long.
Yeah, and I think it's important that in my study I found that the farm environment itself was a very important thing when compared to the specific farm animals or drinking farm milk or visiting hay barns or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the overall effect of farm environment was, I think, the most important thing in my study.
Yes.
So it's the biodiversity here, I think, the main issue again.
Okay, I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk more about your research and your findings. We're talking right now with Dr. Heidi Caria. Did I say that right?
Caria.
Okay. And she is with the University of East Finland. We're talking to her from Finland. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Heidi Katia from the University of East Finland. We're talking about exposure to farm animals, their effect on children's immune systems. You know, there was a study that we talked about last year that showed that people who wash their dishes by hand versus washing them in a dishwasher, which typically sanitizes dishes. But people who wash their dishes by hand have more robust immune systems. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if this information is exclusive to children. Can a person of a more mature age, maybe in their 20s or even 30s, be exposed to farm animals and their environment and see an improvement in their immune system?
I think it's possible, but at this moment, the farm environment is changing, and the farm environments are not anymore so traditional as they were like when I studied these children. So I think the situation is not that kind of that this could happen anymore in this world, really. But basically, it could be that in adulthood also this improvement could happen.
Yeah, because, you know, obviously I wasn't raised with farm animals, but there's no doubt in my mind that my immune system became more robust the 5 years I worked on the racetrack. I never got sick. I never got the flu. I never got a cold. I never got sick. And I have to believe that that changed me forever, that period of time. And I was, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, up to 18 years old. And I'm wondering if there are benefits to people who have hyper allergic responses, because we live in an aseptic world today. Everybody's sanitizing their hands and using chemicals to kill the bacteria on their dishes and all this other stuff. And what we're finding out is that's exactly what's causing the problems today.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, there's an opportunity for people to maybe go help out at a family farm in their town once a week and almost kind of like being inoculated with an allergy injection, you know?
I'm sure this could be, if this was possible, I think it might be a good way to try to, you know, get better immunological thing in your body.
Well, the other option is, now this is the entrepreneur in me, Dr. Mm-hmm. Katia, so excuse me if this sounds vulgar, but you know, they're purifying fecal matter now, so to exploit the phenomenon of fecal transplants, so people can actually take enterically coated capsules filled with purified microbes from feces to help mm-hmm. populate the intestines and correct problems like C. diff and MRSA, which causes terrible intestinal problems. Maybe there's an opportunity for some company to start finding high quality fecal matter from cows and horses in a farm environment, purifying it some way so that there's no pathogens in it, encapsulating it, and having people take capsules to improve their immune system.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe someone is already doing that.
I haven't heard of it yet, but...
No, me neither.
No, but maybe it's not too late for me to get involved in that. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah.
Haha. So what were you most surprised about in this research? What really took you by surprise when you looked at this information?
Well, this was a very small thing that surprised me, but I studied these dendritic cells. It was a very new thing to study in this perspective, and I really found something there, and I think this was really interesting to my point of view. So, yeah, that was it.
Well, okay, so let's talk about dendrite cells for a second.
Yeah.
There's a doctor that I've communicated with over the past 10 years. His name is Dr. Robert Gorder, and he's in Cologne, Germany, and he's with the Cologne. It used to be the Cologne Model Cancer Institute. Now it's the Cologne Gorder Cancer Institute. Mm-hmm. He used to be a professor at UCLA here in California.
Yeah.
He was taking dendrite cells from people, incubating them, strengthening them, and then injecting them directly into tumors, and the tumors were going away.
Yeah.
Okay. So could we extrapolate from your research that having a more robust immune system, possibly by being exposed to farm animals at a young age, could allow you to have the kind of dendrite cells that would actually have an impact on the formation of cancers?
Well, I don't know about that, about the cancer issue, because I think it's too far going on from my study, but
okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What do you hope people take away from your research, Dr. Kadia?
Well, I think that, you know, this what we have been already discussing, that it's important to have contact in this traditional environment, whether it's farm or just something playing around in the forests or parks. But I think that's important to do that. Get messy.
Let your kids get dirty. That's it.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Listen, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show today.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
From the makers of GLC 2000,
medicine, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come out with a... I'm getting in touch with my friends back at Aqueduct and Belmont and see if I can come out with a purified horse poop pill, enterically coated. So people can take it and improve their immune system. Yeah, that's me, baby. 2016, I'm going to have people eating poop pills. Right? Okay. I'm just being silly. We have a great Casual Friday tomorrow. Elise is coming on during the first segment of the show for the ladies and giving an update on her journey into eliminating fibroids. And it's really exciting. She stumbled onto some great stuff and made some changes and feeling great. And so that's very promising. And, of course, we have lots of good stories for Casual Friday. Thanks to all of the listeners who constantly put fantastic stories on my wall all the time. Keep it up, because we talk about that as content on Casual Friday. That's all we got today. I want to thank Brooks Kubik. Visit his website, brookskubik.com. And of course, Dr. Heidi, and I wanted to pronounce her name properly, but I was having a hard time because the way it's spelled, it's got two A's side by side, but it's Karia, K-A-A-R-I-O, Karia. Thanks to her for coming on, talk about this research. Let your kids play with animals. Let them. You know what? If you have a farmer that you do business with, visit his farm or her farm. See if you can help out. I think you and your children will benefit from it. All right, we'll see you by tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today. Wonder this time.